This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the campaign trail for the first time since the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, continuing his call to calm the divisive rhetoric on both sides.
Got to remember, in America, we're not enemies, we're friends, we're neighbors, we're fellow Americans. Most importantly, must fully and firmly reject not only political violence, but violence of any kind.
But Biden also argued on Tuesday doing so doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth, as he tore into his Republican rival. It's counter-programming to Trump and the Republican National Convention underway in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. U.S. voters are assessing the impact of Saturday's attempted assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump, VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
Donald Trump's shooting shocked a nation deep into a divisive political campaign. Wisconsin voter James Hauser says there's no place for violence in American politics.
People have their own opinions. Nobody should get shadowed with their own opinions. I mean, that's how we vote.
The Trump and Biden campaigns have both toned down some of their rhetoric since the shooting, with Trump telling the New York Post that he has rewritten parts of the acceptance speech he'll give here Thursday night to focus on bringing the nation together. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Milwaukee.
The families of five Israeli women soldiers hostage held hostage in Gaza since the October 7th attacks on Tuesday pleaded with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make an accord for their release before he goes to Washington next week. Facing mounting international and domestic criticism, Netanyahu is set to speak to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on July 24th and to meet President Joe Biden. The families released new pictures of the detainees on Tuesday.